listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Good day. We're on silent. I have to say something.
Well,
sorry for waking you up.
Pardon?
Who is this?
Welcome to...
the James Bond episode.
Really?
Ooh. 007.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Don't mention the football. 007.
Yes.
What are we talking about today, Jan?
I know something we're not going to talk about. It's going to be gold.
No, there's a severe lack of goals.
6 hours and change.
Yes. By my calculations, not allowing for extra time, it's 392 minutes without a goal. Which
would be more than 6 hours.
Which would be a heck of a long time.
6.5.
It's getting a little bit of an issue, perhaps. Now, as long as you knock the perhaps bit on the head, it's very much an issue.
Yes. So, are we going to start?
Yeah, well...
Because I saw the first one.
Yes, you did.
I went to Munich. We travelled to Munich by train.
Away in the frozen south.
We went... frozen. We went to Munich by plane. The plane flight is less than 1 hour, and then it takes an hour to get to the city. It's so far out. But it was nice. We were in a bigger jet, because due to the Air Berlin going broke...
Mm.
All the planes that they used are gone because they were only leased, and now they use the big ones. So we flew with the Condor, and we could only sit in the middle. But I had great leg room, so
yeah.
No complaints here. Yeah, it was really cold.
Yes.
Do you have imperial measurements? Do you have Fahrenheit over there?
Some people do. I don't personally. I'm in Celsius kind of person, really.
Yeah, it was minus 11, minus 12 during the day.
Nice.
Nice. How much is that in Fahrenheit?
Oh, I don't know.
Have a look.
Temperature, I don't know.
Something... I know the formula, but I really suck at math. So it's plus 32...
What do you need to say? It was just quite cold.
It was fucking cold.
And apologies to our listeners from Canada and places where...
And Minnesota. And Minnesota. And Patrick, who's in... Oh, no, but Patrick was in LA. It's a really hot Instagram account, that one, by Patrick. It was really, really cold.
He does a travel blog as well. We'll put that in the show notes,
Travel podcast.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes, Patrick. Some great photographs, though. See the world by Patrick. Right.
Munich. Very cold. Very cold. The arena is far out. And it's such a... I wasn't sure if I was at the Stairmaster competition or if I was somewhere else. Because you have to walk, I don't know, 20 minutes upstairs. And I wonder how old people or disabled people or very drunk people, which is probably most fitting, are supposed to get up there. I took some pictures. Maybe we can put them on. The only good thing is you can say is that you have a pretty tactical view because you see everything from a bird's eye.
Yeah.
Bird's eye view. So I could see the 442 or whatever we played.
Because I went there to the Allianz 2 years ago, I think. And we were pretty high up then as
but
well.
But were you in the guest block?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got the tickets via Hertha, so...
Yeah. Simon knows how to score tickets. Yeah, the game was... Oh, the first thing that really pissed me off was all the boo-hai they made about the whole thing. It was so boring. Sorry, I just used a very wrong word. You know the whole brouhaha? No, the whole affair they did with the team walking out and
the music
was the worst.
Oh.
And I think that people from Bavaria really think that their team is called FC Bayern Deutscher Meister, which translates into FC Bayern German Champion. Because
yep.
The song went, FC Bayern Deutscher Meister, ja, so heißt uns... Oh. Horrible. If that's the future of football, I'm not going. Count me out. I'm going to see...
Well, I went to see...
Water polo.
Actually, Bayern, curiously, playing in Barcelona, in the Camp Nou.
Mm-hmm.
And there, when the players and things came on, for all the, the Barcelona players, when they came on, there were fireworks and all sorts of sort of
I don't like fireworks, just the stupid light shows, and I don't like that.
But they had all that, and then when Bayern came on with a visiting team, it was absolutely nothing. they just walked on. There was nothing at all.
It's psychological warfare. So partisan,
unbelievable.
It was just boring. And the music, you know, it also had like Christian rock bands. You know what I mean?
I personally have a real thing about
Christian rock band.
No, stuff being put out through the PA system in any football stadium, or it just really bugs me. You know, you'd be sitting there in the Olympiastadion, and you can hear the Ostkurve already sort of doing their thing. They're sort of singing, chanting, and what have you. And you've got this rubbish coming out of the PA. Yeah, blotting it all out. That really annoys me, but that's just me.
Yeah, but the music, the worst music we play is nothing compared to what the shit they played. And maybe during the off season we can do a very special extra episode called Fun with Stadium Music, because do you know what Hoffenheim have for a goal scoring melody? They have Scooter.
Scooter? What Scooter?
You don't want to know.
No, okay.
Okay, and then since Bremen played yesterday, they have the Proclaimers. Miles? Oh. Why are you looking at me that way?
The Proclaimers. You have to work 500 miles before you get the next goal in Hertha's
case. Oh, so we score next game. Probably.
Yeah, only if we walk.
Anyway,
anyway, okay,
in German there's a term called opera audience, and that's also what's often used to describe Spanish football fans, because there's not much support, lots of listening and sleeping, dozing. First of all, the stadium was not sold out. I had a pretty good bird's eye view of the stadium, and there were
and
so
you
many
have photographic evidence to
I
support
had photographic
this
evidence. But what they do is they count all the season tickets sold as being there. I think Hertha does the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure every club does the same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, and yeah, people didn't. I think there were about 2 minutes where there was something I would call a good atmosphere for a football game, and that was after they almost scored a goal, and then it died down and nothing came back. I mean, the ultras over there were really doing, but it's still pretty small. It was only the curve is really big there, and only the middle two sections were doing anything. So I was really disappointed with the whole thing. I mean, I went to Hamburg, and Hamburg, okay, they'll be somewhere else soon, we all hope, in a better place.
Oh.
But there's more action there. Yeah, the game had to do it. I heard all these complaints from all these FC Bayern fans. I'm doing the finger sign.
Yes, here. Customers.
The FC Bayern customers, and they were so upset with Hertha playing destructive football and lying around on the pitch. The only people I saw lying around were the likes of Robin Ribery and my very dear friend Lewandowski.
Well, Robin, that's what Robin does best.
I hope Lewandowski leaves the league soon. I can't see that what's the word? Somebody is smug. That smug face of his. Sorry,
no,
we cut that out. For example,
his agent sort of tries to say that he's gonna be going off to Real Madrid, but whether he will or not.
He's such a girl. No, sorry for all that. He's such a, I don't know, he's such a complainer. He pulled my hair.
He put my hair out of place.
What
That's one thing that Robin never says, actually, that he put my hair out of place.
No, but if Robin goes to a boutique, he says, do you have this in extra small?
Bless his cotton socks.
Yeah, and I mean, Bayern had their chance, but what happened to Ribery when he was in front of the goal all by himself and just put it way up to where we were sitting? What do you know, Simon? BT Sports Insider?
The thing that really stood out for me on that particular game, as it turns out, was Jordan Tornariga.
Sure.
I mean, he had a blinder, didn't he? He was played such a game. What a star.
He stopped one right at the goal line?
Right on the goal line, yeah. Goal line clearance. What a hero. I mean, that was just such a good performance from him.
Yeah, and he really unnerved Lewandowski.
Yes.
But I heard interviews on Hertha Echo, which is the traditional Hertha radio, and they've been around since 1989. That's 1989. And they had, Robben said that Hertha played a good game, and that it should be mentioned that they really did well defending. Mm. So it was mostly the fans complaining, not the team, not the players. Oh, and
you bear in mind what happened to Horace Fowle this weekend. Who? Just gone. The dinosaurs.
It was pretty low scoring.
Yes. Where they were completely taken apart, so...
And they weren't even trying.
No, it did look quite casual, and they were still taken about. But
did you see the one where everybody dribbled past four guys and just put it nonchalantly? Yeah,
it was that was too easy. Just sort of helps to demonstrate how well we did too.
Yes,
because they were trying, but they just weren't getting anywhere.
Was the first time since 2004 we got a point in Munich? And the last time we won was, I'm not sure, 76 or 77.
Where we actually won.
Before I was born.
Yeah. Oh, you're a young whippersnapper, yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm turning 40 this year. But enough of that. What else do you have?
Says Jan, wiping a tear from the corner of his eye.
No, I'm tired. I just had this one thing where they all wanted a penalty.
Yes.
Which was, the whole scene clearly illustrates what an asshole he is. Whoops. Maybe you want to give us what happened.
Well, there was a kerfuffle about a proposed penalty given against...
Hertha. Hertha.
Who was it? It was against Hertha, but it was Lustig, wasn't it? It was Lustigberger. Where him and Lewandowski were both going for the same ball. Now, from what I saw of it, Lewandowski was kicking at the ball, and so was Lustig, and Lewandowski hit Lustig's foot. You thought it was the ball. They both hit the ball.
They both hit the ball, and then Lustenberger just kept playing, and Lewandowski fell down. And then...
Any way you cut it, there was no way that was a penalty.
He kept laying down. And then they played the ball out of bounds. And when it came back to Hertha, which is still... I mean, do the throw into the opposing team. Lewandowski started to go for the ball. After laying around for 5 minutes and then getting up. How we love those flopper...
No, the rolling around on the floor as if you've just been sort of machine gunned is... No, I'm not.
Yeah, but then he gets up and goes for the ball he has no business of touching.
Mm.
But I think Torunariga did the right thing. He was tenacious. He was like a little fly.
Yes,
with the elephant, or I don't know, with a horse. And
I think he was you know, hassling, getting in the way, not allowing him free rein at all. Blocking where needed. I mean, the goal line clearance was the most spectacular one, but he was getting in the way a lot.
All the time.
Which was a great thing to see.
And I still want to look up header stats for Niklas Stark in the past 5 games. All I see him is heading the ball out of the box.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes.
I did take some stats and things down, that the possession that the Bayern had 76% of the possession.
And do you have the goal the shots?
19 shots.
To five,
yeah. And with shots on target...
zero.
Six to three.
We had three on target?
Apparently.
Hmm. Yeah, but...
nine corners to Bayern to two for us. And it was 13 to 15 fouls, so we had slightly more.
But we ran... Oh, Hertha ran way more than they did.
Well, we were chasing all the time. Yeah, you always run more.
You run more, but this one is really... I talked to Max Jakob Ost, who does Rasenfunk. We also went to a game, which I'm going to maybe talk about later. And Hertha had 117.04 and Munich had 110. So that's 7 kilometers more. That's not only not having the ball, that's also... maybe the other guy will get the ball. You know, like the defense in in Leipzig who did win. Oh, you get it. Yeah, no goal, and I don't remember any particular scene where I figured that Hertha should have scored a goal. There was nothing.
No, not really.
I think, and even the balls on target maybe had a two.
I mean, one of the things that I sort of made a note of, because about 20 minutes to go, I think they subbed off Selke and put on
Ibišević.
A7 went on for him.
Ooh. Fußball God.
But I mean, the thing that I noted about that really Selke didn't have a part to play in the game.
He's a bit he's missing that special rub of the green.
Yes, he certainly is. He certainly is at the moment. But
unlucky at the moment. Just nothing's going his way.
Mm-hmm.
But in one game, I remember which one. Ibišević came in for Selke, and I just realized, oh, maybe it was the Mainz game, how he just blocks the ball with his chest, and mm-hmm. then we call it fixing the ball in German, er macht den Ball fest, and then that's really the big difference between him and Selke.
Mm. He holds the ball up,
yeah,
waiting for other people.
And
to...
And then he posts up to the goal, and then he does some
passes. One way or t'other, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's 2 points against the almighty Bayern.
Yes, indeed.
That's 2 more points than last season and the season before and the season before. Because we were cheated.
It's a
96th minute.
It's a good thing to frustrate them, I think. Reminds them the fact that they are not quite
we're as sleeping good as they think giants. They are. We're sleeping giants.
Yes, we're just lulling them into a false sense of security. And when we're ready, we'll strike.
Yeah, I went... if you're ever in Munich, there's a really nice bar. It's called Stadion an der Schleißheimer Straße, which turned into a stadium at Schleißheimer Straße. But it's not a stadium. But it's a football kneipe. Football bar. And they have... The whole place is just plastered with old... jerseys,
oh, really?
Scarves and everything. Mm. And one of the owners happens to be from Karlsruhe, so we got along great.
Oh, really?
And he placed our sticker right in the middle of the room so everybody could see it.
Cool.
Because as you might not know...
Axel Kruse one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hertha, BSC and the fans of KSC are big, big buddies. And we all in the Auswärts block, away... Locked the game. They sang this one song which is called Gute Freunde kann niemand trennen, which translates into Nobody can separate good friends, and that's the song they always sing for KSC.
Hmm.
And I think there might have been some KSC people around, because last home game there was a little banner talking about Karlsruhe, which was on top of the Ostkurve one.
Oh,
for the entire game.
Hmm.
Anyways, scored a point, nobody got injured. Good ending.
Good ending.
Speaking of ending, let's end this segment. Yeah, you have to talk about the Gelsenkirchen game, because I don't want to. I admit I haven't seen it. And the highlights were not that breathtaking.
No. It didn't end the way we wanted it. We the results you can look up anywhere on the internet. So yeah, clearly we ended up going down 1-0 away. Most of the time we did pretty well. I mean, the defence was pretty solid most of the time,
except for this one scene.
One little bit, which was a bit sad. I mean. Sort of fairly early on, I think it's in the 6th or 7th minute or so, there was a sort of cracking sort of double save, which was, you know, a promising kind of start. It's always, we're sort of quite blessed with goalkeepers on the whole. And there was lots of, sort of quite good sort of tracking and passing, which was, you know, good for us, sort of trying to keep them under control, not allowing them to have the space to be able to sort of do very much. Arnie Meyer was in there, I believe, if I remember correctly, who did set up a few sort of chances. He set up a long pass over towards Selke, who put a shot in. Didn't do anything, unfortunately. It all went a little bit wrong, where the defence sort of fell apart, and a ball sort of came in from the right, I think it was, and it bypassed most of our defence. It sort of cut it through in half, and unfortunately, Schalke player, I can't remember which one, was in front of Pekarik.
Some former Yugoslavian republic. Yeah. Pljaca.
I really can't remember. The thing that I remember, I thought it had took a deflection on the way through, but it hadn't. But I mean, the key thing is the Schalke player, whoever it was, had got in front of Pekarik, and of course, as the ball came through, Pekarik he couldn't do anything about it, and wham, in it went. I mean, most of the time the defence was okay, but that really didn't go well, that particular bit. It sort of cut through it like cheese, unfortunately. But that was the end of that one.
Oh, and then we have the big chance by Stark. Which was how did he miss that one? That was class. It was Pljaca who scored the goal in the 37th minute. Assist by Di Santo.
Because, I mean, there was a free kick, wasn't there? The one with Stark, I think it was a free kick. And Selke had a shot, which was saved. But it bounced off towards Stark, and couldn't really believe that wasn't a goal. But what can you do? It didn't happen. There seemed to be hundreds of corners as well. I mean, I don't know whether I just remembered that wrong.
Yeah, we haven't won there since 2000 something. Along the same line. Oh, maybe 2008 or something.
Mm.
When Hertha was nowhere near all the. When they were close to qualifying for the Champions League. Yeah.
Mm.
Did my friend Lazaro play?
I don't remember, if I was quite honest. I know sort of Lecky came in there, didn't he? And he was, I think I sort of commented on it at the time about him, you know, finding his legs again. As he was starting to, he was running around a bit.
Legsy, finding his legs again?
Finding his legs again, so he was actually sort of legging it around the place a little bit. But didn't actually, you know, exactly set the world on fire. One thing that I noticed, that, you know, English commentators were saying about Arnie Meyer with his contract being up in the summer, and they hadn't sort of done their homework right, because he had just extended his contract.
I know when they said that. You know, I don't know when they. I don't remember when exactly they.
I thought it had already been said that he'd re-signed, but I might be wrong. Hey. Following on from that game, just brushing that one quickly apart, unless Ian's got anything else to say.
Like a doctor's appointment. Dentist's appointment.
Mm.
Okay, then I have a little highlight, because on what was the most beautiful day we had before that, last Sunday, was a home game by Hertha BSC 2 on the 4th of March. That is the Sunday after the Schalke game, right? And they won convincingly 4-0 against FC Oberlausitz-Neugersdorf. Simon, could you please...
No. I thought you were just clearing your throat. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was... two goals by Pronichev, and the best one was in the 88th minute. Sidney Friede, who's now in the men's team also, he just put a shot in from 30, 35 meters away and just totally nailed it into the what do you call that part?
Top corner.
That was kind of nice. And they played on the turf because they the normal little stadium, you know, was... Oh, you've been there last... The game before that, you were there. The game
before I went to, yeah.
They had to move because this new pitch has heating and the old one doesn't.
Mm.
So they're going to play on these for the time being.
It's a plastic pitch.
Kunstrasenplatz. Plastic. That's AstroTurf.
Yeah. Which is made of plastic.
You're made of plastic.
Me?
Your glasses are made of plastic.
That explains a lot. Oh dear.
Yeah, it was a...
One thing that Jan doesn't want me to mention, actually, just harking back to the Schalke match, is something that appeared all over social media. One Hertha fan put not just Hertha, but perhaps the whole human race into
a disservice.
he did them a disservice by thinking that the game was so boring. He used other methods to entertain himself whilst in the crowd, which was films.
And I'm so cutting that.
And oh dear, no.
Did you see the videos?
Whoever you are, please don't do that ever again.
Did you see the videos?
Because
I didn't.
No, I didn't see the videos, but I gather that there were. I saw a picture that had been splurged in the offending part of the picture, so you couldn't really see any detail. Really don't want to know, but whoever you are...
Maybe the restroom was busy. Who knows?
possibly, but yeah. From what I saw of the photograph, he was sort of sprawled out on a terrace and doing unmentionable things.
Hope he was... shit-faced.
I think he must have been, really. Yeah, it's up to have done that.
We just had a discussion in the groups, our chat groups, how this is a big deal because it's with Hertha and everything else, like the thing with Cologne that was, you know, in Cologne, the capo of the ultras, they played Hannover, I guess, and they yelled some pretty inappropriate stuff towards what's his name? Sommer? Not Sommer. The other guy. Ron-Robert Zieler, who used to be the second goalkeeper behind Robert Enke, who killed himself in 28, 9, 10? I keep forgetting.
No, I forget the year.
Yeah. Anyway, they yelled something like, why don't you do like Robert Enke did and stuff like that.
Well, that's pretty.
And that was over the loudspeakers. It was audible on television. No, he did it through the...
Oh, yeah, the megaphone.
The megaphone. So it was all over. Everybody watching on TV could hear it. And what happened?
I didn't hear about that. I mean, I must have missed out.
All they did is I think they gave two people, they banned two people from the stadium, and that's it. And nobody talked about it. But when Hertha, when somebody tries to... make the game better for him.
That's worse in a way.
Of course.
That's really bad. I didn't sort of twig about that.
This is juvenile, but this is really, really bad.
Oh, that's it. You know, what that Hertha fan did was just gross. But
I hope it's nobody from our group.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Nico? Didn't Nico go to the game?
No. We don't think that of you, Nico. We definitely don't. But no, to shout out something like that's I find that really shocking.
Yeah.
Because that whole business with Robert Enke, that was terrible.
Oh, and speaking about this business, we have something else coming up this week we should talk about later, about the BFG.
Yes.
I put it on my list.
The Arsenal BFG.
The Arsenal BFG, who's only a BFG now because he quit. Didn't he? Didn't he quit in the... did he quit this or last season? I don't know.
I don't know when he quit, but I think he's going on to coaching, isn't he? There? But anyway, we'll deal with that later on. But it does link to what Jan was just saying about the Köln supporters and what they were shouting out about.
Okay, last game on there we have BSC SCF.
Actually, just before we go on to that, because it links on to something that appeared in the stadium.
Which
stadium? It's about our stadium, the most important stadium, the Olympiastadion.
The Allianz.
No. What are you saying? It's about the Monday night protests. Because in the same sort of week as the game, there were protests and things that Augsburg put up.
Augsburg
in Dortmund, but there was also one that was put up by the Freiburg people.
Good turnout.
Yes, it was. That was quite impressive.
It's the longest distance you can travel in the Bundesliga.
Yes, about as far away in Germany as you can get.
700 something kilometres.
But there's two things. One, that they had a banner that was put up. I think it was, I think it was We Love Football, Hate Mondays.
No, Love Football, Hate Mondays.
Because it goes along
the lines of Love Football, Hate Racism.
Yes. Yeah, but, which was a good banner. I took a photograph of it. That will be on the blog.
It was cute.
Which was nice. But also, it sort of shows that on a Saturday afternoon, traditional time to have a football game, you've got really good support coming from the farthest corner of Germany up to play in Berlin.
Because not many people work on Saturday.
So you've got the Saturday off, and you've got the Sunday to go home, recover from the excitement of a Bundesliga game. You don't want to know what Jan just did.
Good thing we don't have YouTube.
It just shows that people will come from those games. But if the same match was held on the Monday night, which is what the banner sort of referred to, I mean, you've got no chance, have you? You'd have to take, 2 days off work?
Yeah.
To be able to come to a Monday night game?
You have to travel Monday, and then the game is pretty late, so you would have to either travel right back and go to work totally
shattered.
Shattered, or you have to take Tuesday off too.
Yeah. Well, even if you could get some sort of transport back, you think the Freiburg, completely the opposite end of the country, to be able to,
there might
be
able
to do that.
I think there might have been an
overnight train,
they have the special Sonderzug they often have.
Yeah.
But still, it would have been the game starts at 20:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the game's over by 11, maybe 11:30, and then you travel home, so you'd be home by 5 a.m., 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Piece of cake?
Yeah.
Get some coffee?
Yes.
Put some water in your face?
When you were a young whippersnapper like you, perhaps, Jan. But,
I wouldn't have been young.
An old fogey
like me. I'm an old soul.
I would be pretty trashed. But I suppose you could sleep on the train. Though.
Once I went to school after a night of drinking. And I still remember that all my notes from that day I can't read because it's all just a straight line. Don't drink and go to school. Just don't go to school, just drink.
I didn't take any notes when I was at school.
Yeah, because you still had these, these...
Jan was claiming here that I had to chisel it out onto stone slabs.
Sorry, that was good. Okay,
even though I'm not that old.
Okay, you talked about the Monday protests.
Yeah.
Funny thing is...
I like that banner, though.
Me too. Funny thing regarding the guy in Schalke is that when they had the first Monday night game at Frankfurt, Frankfurt fans had all these great banners, and one read, "When am I supposed to..."
Do imaginable things.
Yes. In Germany, you say to wiggle one off the palm tree.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very
poetic
way of putting it.
Wieden, yes. And I was like, oh, okay, so he just did what he wanted. It was DFB protest, that was what it was. Yeah. Still not a good turnout for us, 38,000,
mm-hmm.
625.
Yep.
But we don't have anything to say for ourselves. Bad turnout. Or is there school out? Easter vacation or winter vacation or... There's always vacation.
There's...
Kids these days don't work hard enough.
I can't think of any reasons as to why...
The weather wasn't that great. I tell you... If you had the weather you had on Sunday, it would have been a different turnout.
Sunday here was absolutely glorious.
17 degrees.
It was sort of like an early summer day, wasn't it? Walking around with just... No coat. No
I
jumper.
Had shorts on, but I'm not going to post a picture.
Definitely don't. Mm.
Because it makes Simon go pretty self-conscious about his legs. Mm. Oh, we had visitors. You had visitors? We had visitors. Why don't you tell us about your visitors first?
My two sons came to visit us out here in Berlin. with their respective girlfriends, which was a nice day, a nice weekend, I should say. One of the two sons and his girlfriend came to the match with us.
Which he lost the bet.
Yeah, no, no. So that was that. That was quite nice. But the Sunday just gone. So that was Sunday, the 11th, is it, of March.
And was he the Chelsea supporter, or who was a Chelsea supporter in your family?
That would be, curiously, my mother-in-law, who's from Rostock, supports Chelsea. Respect to the supporting Hansa.
Maybe there's a fan friendship between Rostock and Chelsea we don't know about yet.
Possibly.
It goes way back to the 1940s.
She lived in Fulham. Okay. And she used to go and watch Chelsea and Fulham on alternate weekends, and she got stuck with Chelsea. Anyway, so...
poor girl.
Enough of my family history.
Yeah, I had my good friend and best man Dietmar with me, who is a big-time lawyer, and he works for a company. I asked him for his work email address, and he said, it's such and such at mofo.com. I said, whoa. And I think they're called Morrison and Förster or something like that. So MoFo would be the shorthand for it. And yep. Then when they like the MoFo because it sounds pretty good. And
sounds funky.
No, but they didn't know about the meaning. And then when they asked for the domain, or when they started the domain, they said, oh, MoFo means...
Explain, Jan, explain.
Person who has inappropriate relations with his mother.
Oh.
Or as we call it, Sandro Wagner. That was my favorite part of the Bayern München game when he was subbed in.
Yes.
The entire... I didn't record that because I was so happy. And they all sang with all of their hearts and souls and put into it. Sandro Wagner is a...
Yes.
Yes. I like yes. that.
Because he came on for Müller, isn't he, I think?
I don't care. I hate them all. I lost my train of thought. Where were we? The coffee machine is not working, so I'm sorry.
I've got some really dodgy coffee coming out of a flask here, but...
What did you say? You didn't want to...
Offend your palate.
Yes. we were talking about the Freiburg game. Oh, yeah, my friend, Dietmar. Yeah, yes. And now, and then his company learned that MoFo means what it means, and they think, oh, that's cool.
Okay. Right.
There's even a little bit about that on their official website.
Really? Oh, dear. Okay. Oh,
look into that. Yeah, my friend was here, and his girlfriend hails from...
Norway.
Where are you from, Simon? Yeah. Mm. Where you claim to be from.
I do not. You claim that, not me.
Anyway.
We're just making it up.
And she had a brother with her who told me in advance.
They were very nice. Had a little bit of a chat. And then they somehow or other, we ended up getting a little glass of blue wine from them.
Dietmar paid for everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, whoever it was, thank you very much.
He paid for dinner. We all went out for dinner. He paid for everything. I asked, oh, sorry, I have to... When I picked them up, I said, hey, I have to... It's not too far away from where you live, near the Autobahn. I said, oh, I have to go buy a bank and get an ATM, get some money. I got you. I have plenty of money. Yeah.
So but good, see. So a good time was having
But you see, on the other side, on the other hand, I read his dissertation 3 times. And it was half of it was in Latin.
What?
Yes. He wrote a book. It's called...
Limited Market, if it's all written in Latin.
No, it's pretty... Oh, yeah. I have it somewhere, because I mentioned it in it. I have this huge... It says something about...
Jan Krabbe's fame.
I'm a fame whore. Famish. No, anyway, his book is about Mandatarhaftung in the ancient Roman... Empire, and it's a comparison from that day on to today's German civil law, and lots of Cicero text in there, and translations from Latin. And, yeah, and it's about, for example, if I have a slave, and I give you my slave, and the slave breaks something, am I liable for that or not? Please also tune in for our
I think
I was just sitting there looking blank, wondering where this was going to go. But,
he was crying. Yeah. Simon's new law, new case law podcast coming up soon. Yeah, he was there. Oh, and the brother, his young brother from...
he'd come over to learn a bit of German, I gather.
Yeah, something like that.
So he was come to...
Eirik. Hi, Eirik. I hope you're listening. If not...
Why not?
I don't like you anymore. No, but he was really interested in everything. And him being Norwegian, I met ahead of the game with him. Because I always hate when meeting people and then they don't show up and I have to stay outside and then they're late. So I always try to get people their tickets.
That's what you do all the time.
Yes. No. Anyway. So we met and I figured, hey, he's Norwegian. So I gave him my favorite Schjelbred jersey, and he basically almost died from joy. And then And then I told him a bit about the game, and he told me before what teams he likes. I said, no, you don't like those teams. And then he said, why? And then you've read Fever Pitch, have you? If not, it's
not
right
sure
there. Take it. It's under H for Hornby. Should be there. No, that's how to be good. Anyway, Nick Hornby, I think everybody knows the story of Fever Pitch, where he says that you don't pick your team picks you.
Yes.
Yes, and that's what I told him. And
I think there's a lot of truth to that, actually. That's probably why it sort of stuck so well.
And now he wants to go...
What I did to deserve Herter, I don't know.
Must have been pretty bad.
It must have been quite bad, yeah.
Okay, coming back to the game.
Yay.
We scored how many goals?
How many goals did we score? We scored none.
Oh. The thing is, if Hertha...
Coming full circle here, back to the 392 minutes of football without
scoring. If Hertha had played... If the two halves had been juxtaposed, would have been a nice game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, shitty first half, and then they really tried hard, and a few close misses. But this way around, I think the fans were pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
Lots. It reminded me of two things. It reminded me of the cup game against Cologne, the one you don't know about anymore because you had it surgically removed.
Yes, surgically removed.
And the other thing was a bit just the atmosphere and the last few games of or the last game of the Dutch guy, Lugukai.
Yeah.
It was really bad. And I think, oh God, no, that's bad. So I didn't say anything, but that's a bit what it felt like. You know, the team looked uninspired in the end.
Well, I mean, even sort of quite late on, it's a bit sort of... It's bad when you see back-passing, side-passing. They didn't have ideas. They tried. But they... I just hate it when you see back pass. And if you try sort of at least attacking forward passes, at least you're having a go. But when you appear to be just sort of more or less sort of giving up and having no ideas at all and just passing it backwards, sideways, going back to the keeper. Oh, no.
It's always funny how they make it from close to the box, they haven't thrown, and it goes all the way back to Jarstein.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's bad when that happens.
But somehow I have made my peace with that season. I think it's just over.
This season?
Yeah. I hope there's a European football for us next season. Because that would be bad.
That's, I don't know if I could cope with another season within Europe. But what, 32 points with the playoff spot on 25 points. Plenty of time for things to go...
Haywire.
We're not going to be going upwards.
But in the beginning, it always was in the Mainz game. The first couple of minutes, 15, half hour was pretty good attacking football, and I liked how they kept winning that ball. But that's what the U23 does good when they're really in a good shape. They always get they lose the ball somewhere in the last third, and then they just recover it, and then the opponent's defense is just screwed because they have no time to set up or anything, and they just. They just score. And that's what they did.
It was some of that was,
for example,
a bit disappointing. There was a bit of whistling of things going on, wasn't there, during the course of that Friar Ball game.
And at the end.
And at the end. But I mean, the general impression that was given, because I spoke to a bunch of English guys. There was about half a dozen or so. No, that were there. I think they were from Sheffield, because one of the guys was. I didn't ask them where they were from, but one of the guys had a Sheffield related sort of hoodie or sweatshirt or
something. So
was
another stag night, yes.
I don't think so. They were sort of.
Because I met a very, very nice Scottish guy.
Huh?
When we were lining up to get to the restrooms, and there was this one guy who cut the line.
Ooh.
And he was really pissed at him. Why don't you just chop it off? And then we talked a bit.
Don't want to think about that. Yeah. No. So these guys, because they were here for the weekend, and they'd watched the Hertha game, and I went and spoke to them afterwards. I mean, what did you think of all that? And said, you know, the good atmosphere and what have you, but is it always like this? And of course, the last few games really sort of had been, I guess. But they were going to watch the Union game the following day. So unusually, this weekend, both Hertha and Union were playing in Berlin on the same weekend.
Both games went goalless.
They did, both games, 0-0. So these guys were there. They watched 3 hours of football in Berlin and not a single goal. I was sort of keeping an eye on the scores.
I like German football, but they never score.
Which was all a bit depressing, really. But anyway...
So we're back. There was nobody at the door, but we just wanted to make sure there's nobody at the door.
And there wasn't. Cut.
So we're back to the Freiburg. It's so hard to talk for an hour about games where nothing happens.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't inspiring.
In the beginning, for example, I was about to say, Lazaro, he won a ball just outside the box. That was really something.
Mm.
That was good and fast and putting pressure on it. So in the beginning, the first 15 is okay. We're gonna win this one easy by 2-0 or something like that, which is high scoring for us.
That's what it looked like in that first half. And there was a couple of things. Sort of fairly early on, Lazaro had a few sort of runs. I think, actually, in all fairness, because we have sort of given a certain amount of criticism to Mr. Weiser, because he did do a few things this time, get some passes and things through. He didn't come to anything, but I guess he did get the passes.
I suggested that maybe he and Lazaro should be played the video of Ribéry. You know,
dancing around
all those other opponents and just scoring the goal.
Mm. That was against Haraldsvall, though. So
we don't have enough dribbles.
No,
but it's and then there's there was
one part. I can't remember when about in the game it was. I think it was in the second half where Selke got booted in the chest.
That was a penalty.
No, I do not understand why that wasn't a penalty.
He didn't touch the ball. He just hit him in the chest.
He just kicked him in the chest. So why wasn't that a penalty? That's very much not having the rubber of the green, I think, is the phrase to use at that point.
Yeah, it's a full-on drought going on right now.
So...
I think Dade even said that he's not going to talk about goallessness and he doesn't want the press to talk about it. He's always pretty...
Well, we're not press and we're not Dardai, so we can talk about it, so it's okay.
Oh, I'm Dardai.
Oh, you?
Yes.
Gosh.
Oh, I have to leave. I have to go back to practice.
Powell, you've let yourself go. Oh, dear.
Shut up.
Anyway, so Freiburg, what can we say?
It was a nice game.
Nil-nil.
It was heartbreaking in a way.
Yeah, we... Okay. It's interesting that you said about if the second half being the first... And the first had been the second. You would have come away from that feeling a lot better than we did, because the second half was, I don't know what happened, but we weren't sort of doing quite so well.
Dardai said something about the team in the first half being overtaxed because they chose to play that particular style, and then it's okay that they don't have any more no more energy left. But then I've never seen a game where the substitutions did nothing.
I'm glad you said that.
Nothing.
No. It made no impact whatsoever.
I said that to you in the during the second half when we were playing, because Simon sits in front of me with his delightful wife, and I said, Simon, have you ever seen substitutions? It did nothing. Who came in? Zeko for Ibišević. There was a double.
There was a double, wasn't there?
Zeke and somebody came Duda. Duda. Yeah, and the guy behind us was complaining because he hates both Kalou and Duda. So Kalou going out for Duda was just a shitty move for him.
But it made no impact whatsoever, did it?
And who was the third one?
I think I tweeted it all and things at the time, but...
Oh! They booted Steffi Jones for the female national. Ach, yeah.
Arnie Meyer left the field and Derrida came on.
That was stupid. That was a total... I would have taken out Lustenberger, who had an okay game, but didn't do much in the...
Yeah.
At one point I was like, oh, why is Lustenberger running so fast and so offensive man? And they said, it's Meyer, it's not Lustenberger.
Well, that would explain it.
That was so funny. And Derrida for Meyer. Derrida didn't do... I would have put in Lecky for Kalou, or Zeke for Kalou, and then probably maybe a young guy.
Because
I mean, if the season is just a no season, it's a we're hopefully far enough away. No, we have enough distance to the relegation zone. And we could still reach Europe.
We're still worryingly close to the playoff spot, to my mind.
Are we?
Well, what, 7 points away? And there's still plenty of time for, the scope for us to mess up is very much still there.
We are currently in 11th place and have been for 1,000 years.
Or it feels like it, anyway.
Augsburg...
Yeah, we're 7 points away from Mainz.
Yeah, but then
and Wolfsburg.
But then these teams down there all face each other in the coming weeks. That's something you have to.
Yes.
So I think Hannover is below us now.
Yes.
Bremen might still finish about ahead of us.
Well, they're only 2 points behind, aren't they? So.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not. And it would be nice to think that next weekend...
What would be so bad if you lose on the last match day is us at home against those nice chaps from Leipzig then we lose and we get hit into the relegation game? No.
That would be grim. But anyway. We'll see. So Freiburg, 0-0. Not a particularly inspiring day. We met a few people that had come in and saw her to the first time in some cases. I mean, those poor guys that came over...
Not going to come back.
Those poor guys that came over, I think it was six of them, I think.
I think Hadda is bad for business.
And they came over to Berlin for a weekend of football and they saw no goals in both matches. Oh, dear. Sorry about that, guys. Normally the Bundesliga, you get a lot of goals, but not for you.
Depends. You have some match days where it's 0-0, 1-0, 0-0, 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have... Do you see the Union game with the 4-3? Or the Dortmund game? The
one on Sunday night. I mean, that I didn't see all of it, but I did see the tail end of it because we were... We went into an American diner, curiously, to...
An American diner. I looked at
in inverted commas.
They have nothing.
No.
Nothing.
They did have some very nice spicy chicken nachos.
Yeah, but they...
Which were very yummy.
They don't have hash browns. Don't talk to me about American. Well, authentic American.
No. Hey, I didn't say it was authentic.
They claim to be authentic.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, I don't claim that.
So I'm
I don't like their shiny seats. Plastic, glittery, shiny seats.
And they have a jukebox.
Well, that's all right then.
There was a great one. It was called Jimmy's Diner. About the street down, but it's not there anymore. I checked. They had great burgers and great fries. And
well, I can't eat the burgers, so I can't comment on any of that, really.
Why don't you just eat the patties? But I bet there's some burger place. Oh, I saw a nice burger place. It's called, I forgot. It's Bagel Burgers. They have bagel burgers.
I do like, this is nothing to do with football, but I do like cinnamon bagels. I can't say cinnamon. Zimt bagels.
You can say Zimt.
I can say Zimt, but I can't say cinnamon. It doesn't work.
Cinnamon.
With cream cheese.
I can say Saturday Night Live. Okay, now I did that, but it's really a
Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live.
I would say SNL.
There are certain words that at home
cinnamon.
That I just can't get my mouth around at all, so I'll just say the German word instead.
Cinnamon.
We always say Kummel.
Kummel.
Kummel. What's
the English word for Kummel? Because I don't like Kummel, I would never use it.
Oh, don't really? What is it? Caraway. I can say it, but for historical reasons, we always just call it, anyway, we just call it Kummel. I don't know why. We just do.
You can say Zimt, but you can't say cinnamon.
I can't cope with that.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. It just doesn't work. He's making fun of me now.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing with you.
just doesn't work.
Okay, we had more fun in the past minute than we had at the game.
Yeah.
But we do
have a brief chat with a visitor to the game.
I'm sorry.
That we'll insert, and you'll have a bit of insight as to one of them was had been to see Hertha, I think, either once or twice before, and the young lady in question had never been to a football match before, so it was her first experience of not just the Bundesliga but the noble sport of football. Well, welcome to the Don't Mention the Football podcast, Sam. Not your first visit to the Bundesliga. You've been at least sort of once before, but I'd like to share your thoughts with our listener as to what you thought of the experience. First of all, what did you think, Sam?
I enjoyed the day out. Like, it was nice to see all the stadium, and we did the walk around beforehand. It's like all the history there is quite impressive. Obviously, when we saw like all the fans when we got in there before the game, like the Ostkurve and everything like that, it was quite unique. I don't think you'd see that in many other stadiums. It was quite a nice experience. And obviously, towards the game and everything, like, I didn't know too much about the two teams, but you could see all the fans getting riled up before the game, so we both really enjoyed that. Yes.
They tend to do that.
Yes. You could see the passion. So that was really good. Yeah, enjoyed it.
Now, with your extensive experience of football in England, do you have any advice for Hertha in the light of what you saw on the game against Freiburg?
Hopefully to score some more goals. But other than that, it was just, I think they didn't move the ball quick enough. Like, a lot of the time, it's probably from like the centre backs to like the right back and left back. They probably need to like move it forward a lot quicker. Because I saw a lot of opportunities where they could get it forward and get into space, but a lot of the time they sort of held back or didn't sort of shifted it between the centre backs a little bit. But they need to skip out one of the centre backs and go straight to the right back or left back, rather than just sort of passing it to the next man along and do a lot more overlapping like on each wing. Because a large part of the time it would just go to the next man, whereas if they actually pushed on further up the field...
You were saying that would help create space for the people up front then, if the defence are more worried about the people on the wings.
Yeah, because at the moment it's sort of, if it just goes to your attacking players straight away and you haven't got those overlaps, it becomes a lot more difficult, I think. So it's kind of like if the right back and left back push on a bit further up the pitch and they get it... They got it wide quite a lot of times, but it was sort of already when they already had a defending player on them, so they need to just do that faster and then get the wing backs going beyond your attacking players a lot more. So it's probably been a bit more attacking from the left and right back, but that can be dangerous as well. But it's sort of more on the attacking aspect, I think. That's where they need to improve probably.
Well, they haven't scored an awful lot of goals recently, so they need to do something to change that, I guess. Well, thank you for your insight, Sam. A quick word from Claire. This is your first visit to the Bundesliga. What did you think of it all?
Yeah, it was great. It's my first ever experience of ever even going to a football game. But I was very surprised at how fiercely passionate the Hertha fans were.
Oh, and yes.
They just kept going throughout the whole game, even though no one scored any goals. Yeah, I was really impressed and I definitely look forward to coming again.
Yay! Oh, thank you. We'll get back to Jan, who's probably fallen asleep by this point. All right. Thank you. Bye.
And we're back. Technical difficulties. We really have to do our homework and start
learning how to do things.
Start with the different the other podcast thingy we talked about. So we just listened to. No, I didn't. Sorry. I had this word. No, I'm going to talk.
I have no idea what he's was talking about.
Something about the offspring of your loins. So.
the way he was chortling, it was something rude, I'm sure. So that'd be that. Now, we do have a question. We do have a question from.
I think your son shouldn't be back because that was way too advanced technically for us. We don't want to know. No, it's ruining us.
Yeah,
I mean,
the thing is, he knows what he's talking about.
The thing is, yeah. He's had more clever stuff in this, I don't know, 2 minute thing than I did, and you did in the past seven episodes.
In the past seven. Alarmingly true.
Okay, who asked
perhaps
the question?
We could hire him as a consultant.
Who asked the question?
It was Brian, which is at UHCougarDude69 with his Twitter hashtag. And he was saying, I was shocked with this relates to the comments from the goalkeeping coach from Hertha.
There's an ESPN article on it, right?
Yeah, we can put a link to that into the show notes. It was his alleged comments about Johnny Klinsmann being too American and criticising his work ethic. And Brian was asking for her our thoughts on these comments. Yes, and you have a theory on this, young Jan.
Why don't you just first tell the story? What did he say? He said that, and I just know in the beginning when he came, he had problems. He scored this wonderful goal in the first practice in the summer, and then he had physical. He wasn't physical. He was lacking the proper conditioning. That's what I heard in the beginning.
He was criticizing his work
ethic.
He's
young.
I mean, he stepped in during that European game and saved that penalty. He's got a lot of bonus points with me, you know, for doing that. I'll cut him quite a lot.
Maybe he's friends with Sinan and that's why they're doing it.
I think it's all conspiracy.
Yes.
Ah, do love a good conspiracy. But you had a theory as to why, I've forgotten his name, but the goalkeeping coach.
Jolt Petri.
Well, there you go.
You can call him Cinnamon if you want to.
Well, I could, but
it looked a bit staged to me. And you have to keep in mind that Hertha has two pretty good young keepers who are currently on loan to. I can't remember. You had Marius Gersbeck,
yep,
who had this phenomenal game against in Dortmund back under Luhukay.
Gosh, was it that far back?
Yes.
Hell's teeth.
And he was always he's the one they always labeled as.
He had a really good game, didn't
as
he?
The future keeper of Hertha. And then they put him over. I keep forgetting. One of them is. They're somewhere in the third league, I guess. And so when Klinsmann first was. When they announced Klinsmann, I was like, okay, what about those other guys who've been busting their behinds for years in the academy? And I always thought that it was just a. What's it called?
It was a political move.
It was more of a marketing move. To me.
Yes, perhaps so. Oh. One thing I didn't like, whatever the sort of reasons behind it, whether it was all done for reasons, and it sort of leaked as because of internal politics and what have you. Didn't like the fact saying, if that's correct, about being too American. Don't think I would like that about any country.
But I still think that this could either have been. And I have to get my tinfoil hat first before I comment on that. Tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories?
Yes, okay.
What they're called?
He wears a tinfoil hat most of the time, actually.
What are those called?
They're called windows,
No. Chemtrails.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah. No. It could have been a... I think it's just a little... You know, Dade is that... tough love kind of guy.
Mm.
So that was something to motivate him. Because the way I've... Jörg Petri, I've only heard him speak once in the time he's been here. He was on Hertha Echo calling in, and he was really nice, and he didn't say anything bad about anybody. Even his old clubs and everything. He was such a nice person. I don't see it in him to do that. So I think it was something that was staged by the coaching staff to give him a little nudge. Or maybe it was just a little... they were giving people another thing to talk about other than the 392 minutes without a goal.
Well, it got people talking, I suppose. But whether you want the club to be associated with that kind of talk is something else. But It's an interesting thought, anyway, nonetheless.
At least they made it to ESPN with that.
Yes.
And you haven't heard anything from Klinsmann since the game he played, which was in November?
What, the...
December?
The European game.
The game where he...
Yeah, that was...
Wasn't it the last... Oh, wasn't that the emptiest game ever with...
Was it when Bill... Was it against Bilbao?
No. Bilbao was the first game. It was the Östersund.
Östersund, yes.
With the nice, drunk Swedish people.
Oh, they were all very pleasant.
They were like leprechauns.
they were very pleasant. Yeah.
They were very fun.
Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, so I think this whole story...
Whatever the reason, I didn't really like that phrase, but that's just me.
What phrase? American.
Being too American, I don't like somebody saying that about any country.
But he's from Hungary.
Mm. Whatever.
I think to him they're still the Klassenfeind. You know the Klassenfeind? That's the what you call the other side of the Iron Curtain.
Oh, right.
They were the class enemy. I think it's a Soviet term. Or at least a GDR term.
Right.
So I think we have... Yeah.
That's what we think about that, anyway.
But it's totally untypical for Petri to mouth off like that.
Mm.
And I don't believe... I don't buy it.
Mm. Fair dinkum.
Speaking of buying...
Right, so what else do we have to... Oh, yes.
We have the BFG.
Yes.
And I think we also have here some fan topics. The BFG.
BFG.
Big Friendly German.
That's the one.
I think. Keeping it family friendly.
Yes, indeed.
There was a big uproar over the weekend. And
the BFG being sort of Per Mertesacker.
And yeah.
From Arsenal.
And world champion.
Indeed.
And football experts showed their ugly faces. Or their true colours. I couldn't read the entire article because it was behind a paywall. It was a Spiegel Plus. I couldn't read the entire thing. And listened to some podcasts, and they said that you should read the entire thing, which I didn't, so... I don't know.
But it was talking about the difficulties and pressures of playing in the professional game. He was sort of saying that he didn't really enjoy it. He was constantly sort of worried about making a critical mistake that sort of led to a goal, and some of the you know, the pressures and possible sort of mental health issues and things that may, you know, go with that pressure in the professional game. I mean, some people sort of said, well, if you paid that amount of money and all, and what have you.
It was 39 cents to read the entire thing, and I'm sorry.
couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, this was a personal account of somebody.
Hmm.
And I don't think the public opinion is always, oh, they get paid so much money.
Yeah, which I think is absolute tosh.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, they are.
And they only play the weekends, and all week they just do little practice, and that's all they do.
Which is, again, utter tosh. But
utter what?
Tosh.
Tosh.
Yes.
Macintosh.
It's like, what was it that the Irish guy said? Pish.
Was that pish?
Pish. these phrases, but still.
But the game was pish.
Mm.
To be fair.
I mean, especially in light of what you were saying earlier on about those fans shouting out things about Robert Enker, who suffered depression.
And killed himself.
And killed himself, which is the...
And you had
it's not a good thing to be sort of... I mean, these are they might be paid a lot of money, these professional footballers, but they are, when it comes down to it, still people. And they have the same sort of vulnerabilities as people that are paid a lot less, like me.
And then you have the case in Italy with the sudden death of... I keep forgetting his name. You know?
Yes.
Where they
called off the games. It's very... I can't remember the name either.
They were. I think it was Astoria. They were in the team hotel, and he didn't show up for breakfast, and they found him dead in his bed.
It's always particularly shocking when you have these sort of, you know, on the face of it, sort of young, fit, healthy people, and then suddenly, bang, they go like that. A cautionary tale for all of us: live life while you can.
And wasted days at Hertha games.
Waiting for goals that may never come. So there you go.
Maybe we should make a version of Sunday Never Comes and Hertha's Goals Never Come. I only have there was a nice article on Deutsche Welle in English saying that basically the same stuff we said, and maybe we can link that.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that. Notes. Yeah, because I retweeted that article.
Was there anything else? Oh, we had the Hertha signing some kind of diversity bill.
Yeah.
Which is always, I think it's okay, it's okay, but it's always, all these things by Keuter always come totally out of the blue. And I always say, okay, are you doing that for your own brand or are you with my club? I don't know what's... Or he met with Tommy Smith, who's one of the...
That was very much out of the blue and sort of like a freestanding kind of thing. And like,
yeah, I think he's working on his brand.
So what's that all about then?
Sounds like Keuter, the Keuter brand being made, whatever. Yeah.
Do we have anything else on the list here, or are we...
We have some kerfuffle in the fan scene, but... You know, if I can't talk about goals, I just... Oh, next week we have a 12-point game. We can be the final nail on the coffin for our special friends from Hamburg.
Mm. It could happen.
Oh, how I hate them. If there's one team I would totally not miss in the... I mean, with Köln going down, I have a bit of mixed feelings, but with HSV, I think 99% of all football fans in Germany will go like, yay! Finally.
I don't really bear them any ill will, but...
But they're always so arrogant with their clock.
Well, that is definitely true, and nobody shed a tear when Hertha went down.
They made fun of us all the time.
So, am I going to get too upset about Hamburg going?
There's one song they cannot sing anymore, because they always sing Sechsmal Deutscher Meister, la 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 la. Niemals zweite Liga HSV. This will be over.
Yeah. That will be it.
Oh, I was standing in the restroom after the game in Munich, and some people kept singing stuff, and one song was Zweite Liga Bayern ist dabei, which I was like, what? Saying that Bayern München would go to the Zweite Bundesliga, which I don't think is ever going to happen. What are you looking up there?
I was just seeing if the Hamburg game is going to appear on
BT on TV.
On BT Sport, good old our main sponsors. I don't think it is. That's outrageous. Outrageous.
It could be the last game. I mean,
is it on Saturday? The Hamburg
game. Since I'm not going, I'm not sure yet. Hang on. I'm not sure. I hope it's... I mean, if it would be on Saturday, that's more for a reason it shouldn't be on Spieltag. 27th match day. We have Hertha 15:30 on Saturday. Yeah.
Yep. So I don't think it is on BT Sport, which is a real downer for people in England.
You mean if Köln wins and we beat HSV, HSV will finally be where they belong. Dead last.
Oh, is that it? It's mathematical certainty, is it?
Not yet, but I feel... Seriously, they just got rid... This week, they got rid of their sports director, of their president, or whatever his job was.
Have they got rid of the team yet?
No, it's the only thing they have. Oh, and they kicked out the coach after 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's who's HSV afflicted, and whenever something happens, I text him, and... Hang on, he said something. I was like, hey, why are we making such a fuzz about... here, for example, on the 3rd of March, he said, hey, HSV doesn't really want to win anymore, do they? He said, oh, it's so embarrassing. I hope they're finally going down and it's well-deserved. And then I said, oh man, HSV, such a commotion about just one stupid... manager being sacked.
Mm-hmm.
And they said everything is so wrong. I would like to have Olli Dietrich, who's a Hamburg based comedian, to be the new trainer, and at least the whole thing would have been a bit entertaining. But don't be fooled. Just in case they, by some magical miracle, they're going to be saved. They're going to be the ones who are going to be all over the place bragging and how cool they are.
Yeah. But surely they can't survive this time.
Ah,
I mean, this has happened so many times before. It's just drives you mad.
But did you see the banners that were held up during the games?
No.
Something like, when you go down, we're gonna hunt you out of the city. And last time was, they said something, there were crosses on it and said, if you go down, you better leave the city soon. Or something like that. I didn't exactly read it.
Referring to who?
The players.
The players?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I don't know what that's supposed to.
Oh, well. Some people do strange stuff. Anyway. Are we done?
There are no questions on the Twitter. I wonder if we have any listeners. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe you just made up some fake accounts.
Yeah. I just listened to it lots of times.
Oh, what's that English guy saying? And the German. I don't understand the German.
Yeah. I can understand sort of, yeah, listening to it lots of times in Berlin and lots of times in England, but... I think it's above and beyond the call of duty flying over to America to listen to it and Canada and Indonesia.
There's something that
Israel.
I have some news. There was
Norway, Sweden. Sorry.
Hertha Base, our friends from Hertha Base, hello.
Hello.
Tweeted today that Bet at Home, our favorite sponsor of all time, is stepping down, and our new Hauptsponsor, main sponsor for next season would be Teddy.
What, all over the front of the shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
And I tweeted, but only if they change the colors. Because Hertha blue and that baby blue, no way. And people are complaining about it being, you know, it's kind of a discount place, kind of crappy, shitty.
I'm sorry, Teddy, that's one of the worst shops I've ever been in my life. Veronica likes to go just have a look. in the one in Wilmersdorferstrasse.
Oh yeah.
And it's just not my kind of thing at all, really. But hey, never mind.
I'll be in Wilmersdorferstrasse soon.
You will?
Yeah, I'm working a pop-up store.
How's this?
Get sneakers.
Is this your trainers? Or sneakers? Oh.
Sneakers.
You've got an amazing collection. I've just got a pair of boots.
You have one pair of boots you probably still have from your army days. or from D-Day, I don't know.
Oh, shut up. They're very comfortable, my boots, I'll have you know. Anyway, look, even my arse standards, we're rambling too much here. Right, is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
I
hope we can... I mean, how if Hertha would just score... do like the like Bayern does and score six or seven goals in...
just make up for it.
The thing is, what I would like to see from Hertha is a positive goal difference. Because right now we're at 30...
Minus one, I think we are.
Yeah, we're 30-30. Oh, yes, we lost the game.
I think it's minus one.
I think we're at plus one, I don't know. Yeah, but something like a plus seven. That would make me happy. Pretty happy. We would like to say hello to...
It's minus one.
Our friends from the In My Hertha podcast.
Uh-huh.
Which Simon would listen to if he spoke German.
No.
Yes.
I'm sure I would.
But
I'd listen to all of it.
But
it
have you been to Emma Hertha? To the forum?
No.
Where do you get your information? I just make it up on the spot.
I just make it up, yeah. Just sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not. But it's all just randomly made up. I have looked at it before in the past, to be honest. I have, yes.
Yeah, and they have a little podcast that's done by Berliner Morgenposten, a Berlin-based newspaper. And it's unlike us, they don't... They don't ramble. They just do a...
You don't say...
What? 30 minutes.
They're professional, are they? Oh, that's just... I couldn't handle that, being professional.
You couldn't handle being professional?
Definitely not, no.
Yeah, but then the whole thing would be 5 minutes. Hello, this is a... thank you for listening. Have a nice day. So, 2 minute podcast. Don't. DMT.
Whoops. Just made the microphone explode then.
Simon. So you're right. Eating tonight?
Yep.
I think tomorrow there's a TP bar.
There is, yeah.
But I'm not sure if I can go.
I could have stayed on to go to that, but...
I didn't.
I've got work and things, so it's all a bit...
So are you now... Have you, work-wise, have you finally worked yourself out of the hole you had after the... Because you went to so many European games...
Oh,
you missed someone. Are you down here now? Even
no, I'm all square now. Well, the sort of vacation, the holiday sort of time ends at the end of March, so I'm onto a new cycle. As soon as we get into April,
a new cycle
holiday. So I'm all square after the European adventures.
Adventure,
indeed.
Heartbreaking.
No.
Well.
Right,
yeah,
we're done.
As you try it again, now we can stop here. Yeah, it's a whatever for me.
It's good enough for him.
Bye.
Bye.